Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain
masseur. The battle for America is on.
In the afterglow of Christmas, let's take a look at the world Jesus came to save. The hot spots include America, China, Russia, Ukraine, Venezuela, Nigeria. Oh, and this from Niger. Quote, Niger imposes indefinite ban on issuing visas to U.S. citizens, end quote. So there. Okay, if you're planning a trip to Niger, I suppose that makes some kind of a difference to you. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The Christmas afterglow, looking at the world Jesus came to save. The Christmas promise was on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke 2:14. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm sure you've heard that one before. Here you go. The way of peace have they not known, Isaiah 59:8. So God sent his Son to show us the way of peace, Luke 1:79. Paul by the Spirit said, however, that they have refused the way of peace, that the Prince of Peace showed to them. He testified to what we see today. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. And he told us the reason. It's because there is no fear of God before their eyes. But, my friend, good news. The peace he proffered is still offered. But we must turn and walk in the way of the Prince of Peace. Now, Trump has shown us how much of the Christmas promise we can achieve. He's given us a vision moving forward in the way of peace. If we'll just turn this nation into the way of the Prince of Peace. Let's take a look at the world Jesus came to save. And we're going to start with America. Trump has accomplished many remarkable things. Let's start with the reason I agree with Trump's insistence that we contrast his success against Biden's miserable failure. Some seem to be getting irritated with him constantly doing that, but no, I say absolutely, that is necessary. Now, Biden is the ripened fruit of Obama's declaration of war on America as founded, the one he announced on June 28, 2006. Remember? Quote, whatever America once was, it is no longer a Christian nation. Long pause. At least not just. End quote. Got some important clarification and interesting insight on that whole thing in my footnotes. We watched the rise of the Antichrist spirit in our country, reshaping America into a culture devoid of Christian values or at war with them. And at war with the Christian worldview. And we've reaped its vile fruit, manifesting in the riots of 2020, supported by the Democrats, the near erasure of Christian liberties, Newsom attempting to close churches while he made certain the bars and dope dispensaries were opened during COVID, the rise of woke, with trans ideology infecting virtually all societal interactions, including women's sports and privacy, culminating in the monstrous mutilation of children and sex change operations, and then including the theft of the right of the consent of the governed by stealing our elections, and the near economic destruction of America during the Biden administration. So, yes, the truth is you cannot understand or appreciate Trump's amazing accomplishments without reference to the abyss out of which God, answering our earnest and fervent prayers, has sent Trump to recover this nation under God. Now, Trump began his address to the nation December 17, 2025, with these words, good evening, America. 11 months ago, I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it, end quote. Well said. After describing the darkness of the Obama-Biden regime brought into American life, he said, quote, but now you have a president who fights for the law-abiding, hardworking people of our country, end quote. Trump stopped the invasion of our southern border. For 7 months, zero illegal aliens have been allowed into our country. Zero. He pointed to Biden's favorite excuse to dodge responsibility for the border, saying it takes an act of Congress. He kept hiding behind that. Trump said, quote, as it turned out, we didn't need legislation. We just needed a new president. From the worst border security in the entire world to the strongest border security in the entire world. America cannot endure immigration without assimilation. No country can. Immigration without assimilation is invasion. Drop the exclamation point on period. Trump has aggressively addressed the invasion by Venezuela. Let's say China-Venezuela. Let's say China-Russia via Venezuela invasion. The Venezuelan gang, Trinidad-Aragua, devastated. The drug cartel's dope shipping attack by state-sponsored terrorists is being systematically dismantled. Venezuela and Serbia, by the way, interfered in the 2020 election, and all that's being exposed, and the proxy state used to attack America is now blockaded. The head of Venezuela's organized attack on America, or declaration of war in America, is Maduro. And he's been put on notice. Colombia, too, by the way. Not just ignored and allowed and actually facilitated, we have a president who is acting in the interests of Americans. The woke mob is broke, and the sinister radicals that have controlled and ruined our education system in America are losing their grip on the souls of our children. Parents are waking up. The attack on America by our state enemies, weaponization of the drug trade, is being addressed aggressively. Our military is back in the business of protecting America from foreign enemies and from insurrection within. That's right. I don't know. I think we're only weeks, if not days, out from a declared insurrection in which the military is activated to put it down. Well, we'll see. We are ready to fight a multiple front war, even with one of those fronts being within our own front yards. 80 million of Americans armed are not spoiling for war, but they're certainly ready to defend their families and their freedom. Remember the Minutemen. God has used Trump to deliver on the Christmas promise of peace, at least to show us the way of peace. It's peace through strength. Trump has shown us that we don't have to live in a world where we are constantly breaking each other's things and killing one another. He's held out the olive branch of peace. You know, it's called let's make a deal. The let's make a deal approach aligns with biblical prophecy, by the way. He has settled 8 wars and ended the war in Gaza. We have seen more peace in the Middle East under Trump's leadership than has been seen in the region for over 3,000 years. God is answering a promise that when a nation acknowledges him, they will be blessed. I refer you back to what developed as we went into the November 24 election. That every nation whose God is the Lord Jesus will be blessed. And among the blessings, this, that such a nation will be the head and not the tail. That's certainly happening. The economy is coming back and promises to be the strongest our nation has ever known. Already is in some ways. The Obama-Biden era looted our treasury for trillions of dollars. They have, I think, by design, attempted to crush the middle class out of existence. They, that is Obama-Biden and the whole administration, there enacted policies designed to drive up the cost of living, carefully protecting the super rich and propping up the non-working poor, with printed promissory notes to the globalist elitist marionettes who are pulling the strings of their puppets. Car prices rose 22%, 30% in many states. Gasoline rose 30%, and here, over 50%. When it comes to Biden economics, the only guy to beat him was Newsom. Hotel rates rose 37%, airfare rose 31%, but under Trump, those prices are falling. Obama-Biden made medical care unaffordable, and food prices soared. This did not touch the swifty rich or the Obamas, who've milked their office for millions, or Schiff or Pelosi. It hurt none of those sorts of people. And it did not touch the welfare class either. But it nearly crushed the middle class. That was the plan. And that's what communism does. Nothing threatens communist goals like a strong middle class. That's why they target it. But then came Trump. And voila. Thanksgiving dinner came down 33% compared to Biden's last year. Eggs have come down a whopping 82% after Biden's climate change-focused Tom Vilsack presided over the slaughter of 100 million chickens that led to egg prices soaring so high that the Bidenistas assumed it would be impossible to bring egg prices down. So they watched it close, but Trump did it. And suddenly the Bidenistas and the globalist-controlled media got small and quiet for a little while. Had to find something else to harp about. Under Obama, Biden, real wages dropped by $3,000 a year. Under Trump, real wages have risen already, not even through his first year. $1,300 for factory workers, $1,800 for construction workers, and for miners bringing back clean, beautiful coal, it's $3,300 a year. And under Trump, wages are rising faster than inflation for the first time in years. On top of that, more Americans are working than ever before in the histoire of our nation. And get this, 100% of all jobs created were in the private sector. Government jobs have decreased while private sector job roles have increased. You can't appreciate the significance of that until you stop and think that every government job is paid by the taxpayer. Yeah, out of his pocket. And every private sector job pays the taxpayer. Trump has secured a huge $18 trillion of investment from outside our economy into the economy. That is an amazing plus. These are not printed promissory notes of debt to the big banks or to the elitists. This is real income. If this keeps up, we can finally start paying down the national debt and get free of these globalist thieves. There's too much. I'll have to sum up. 1 year ago, our country was dead, President Trump said. We were absolutely dead. Goes on to say, our country was ready to fail, totally fail. Now we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. And that's said by every single leader that I've spoken to over the last 5 months, end quote. So that's last year. What about next year? Well, we'll begin to see the results of the largest tax cuts in American history. From no tax on tips, to no tax on overtime, to no tax on Social Security, the Trump administration keeps giving back to the once brutally mistreated middle class, upon which the elite and the super poor have wiped their feet. And by the way, the rise of the middle class actually helps everybody. Many families will save $11,000 to $20,000 every year. Next spring is projected to be the largest tax refund season of all time. Every soldier is receiving $1,776, that's 1776, in honor of America's 250th birthday. Isn't that wonderful? Trump is standing up to special interests, including the special interests of Somalians in Minnesota. Yeah, hey, Tim Tampon Walls, I notice you have not answered Kat's question. Where exactly do you suggest the boys put that tampon you placed in their restrooms? Well, let me tell you where. I expect the Minnesotans, if they'll wake up, are going to put you in the unemployment line. Maybe you can get a job from the Chinese. Your buddy's there, but my guess is they'll cut you off faster than veterinarian Dr. Eisel castrates cats. That's roughly one in every 17 minutes. Anyway, drug prices are going down because Trump is actively negotiating to make it so. He negotiated for America to receive most favored nation prices. Well, what do you know about that? He wants the Obamacare subsidies to go directly to the American people and not to insurance companies. Have you lost your breath yet? I mean, this guy is a dynamo, a force of nature. No, a force of divine favor. And we had better not blow it. You know, the last time Jesus moved in to bring peace and goodwill to the earth, evil men killed him. But Jesus did warn us, if they receive me, they'll receive you. And those who hated me and those who hate me now, well, they'll also hate you. I need to take a break and take a moment to introduce you to a candidate for the 37th District, Portable Wag. Hold on, I'll be right back. I would like you to tell my audience what you have to say about the five critical issues facing California today.
I think these are the five issues that every candidate should be looking at, regardless of what party they come from. The fourth one is infrastructure. We have massive failing infrastructure in the state. You can see it on our roads. They have potholes. The roads are in really bad condition. California has over 15,000 miles of bad roads and about 1,500 bridges. need a lot of repair. So we are really in a mess when it comes to infrastructure. We have failing infrastructure, and it needs to be revived as quickly as possible. And that can be done through efficiency in maintenance and repairs through better technology.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Well, hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. In the last segment, I touched on Trump's end-of-the-year address to the American people. On top of all that, he is addressing energy costs. It's hard for us here in California to get real excited because Newsom has built a policy wall around California energy that bars Trump's work from affecting Californians. So California prices stay high, higher than anywhere else in the country. Gas is down to $1.99 a gallon in some states, but here we pay the Democrat-controlled economy price of near $5 a gallon. Trump is also addressing electricity prices. But until we get rid of Newsom and change out the tired Democrat thieves with fresh leadership like Pornema, the California wall keeping California from experiencing the blessings of the Trump economy will continue to block the blessings. To summarize, Trump put it perfectly. In the end, government either serves the productive, patriotic, hardworking American citizen, or it serves those who break the laws, cheat the system, and seek power and profit at the expense of the nation, end quote. And he's talking about a lot of those people in Congress, by the way, not just those Somalians over there in Minnesota. Thank you for the Merry Christmas gift, Mr. President. Now, let's look at some places where we still have work to do. You heard about the Dallas police officers who arrested a group of street preachers in Dallas. Now, here's an update on that. You can look at the video here in my notes. It's a perfect display of police arrogance and oppression, in my opinion. These officers must be fired. Why? Dallas PD has explained the officers were responding to a noise ordinance violation on private property. Yeah, well, you know, private property does not include a public sidewalk, does it? It looked to me like these men were gathered at an arena area that looked like a public area. If it was private property, I'm sure that these gentlemen were not lying when they said that they considered it to be public property. I mean, is this the way you treat somebody who just simply doesn't understand something like that? The officers should have focused their attention on the individual violating the ordinance, whichever one of them it was at the time that they rolled in, not on the group as a whole. The officer in the video obviously took pleasure in pushing his badge around and behind that badge arresting street preachers who were not violating the ordinance, but objecting to the encroachment of the officers on their freedom. The officers arrested a Christian because he asked a question. That's what appears on the video. Look at the video. Now, he should be, that officer should be investigated. And if it's true that he was responding to a noise ordinance call and he arrested someone who, after the ordinance was explained, you know, took the bullhorn and continued to exceed the noise level allowed, okay. Well, there can be an issue there. Let's deal with that in court. But if it is, as it appears in the video, that this officer had his pride pricked by the audacity of a citizen asking about his actions, well, he needs to be fired yesterday and barred from ever holding a badge of authority, like the police officers who write an accident report when there are zero witnesses and arbitrarily represent one side and draw a picture of the incident that's pure fantasy. Those kinds of guys. And they don't need to be cut loose on a community harassing citizens behind their badge. What's wrong with these people? They imagine they are the judge and the jury. They independently decide guilt. It's unreal. Anyway, get this officer depicted on the video who was so stupid, foolish, as to flaunt his arrogance in the face of the camera. I mean, get that guy as far away as possible from any kind of badge of authority. Now, there's reason to be concerned about this. I agree with Don Keith, who said, quote, as someone who spends a lot of time in the UK and talks with a lot of Brits, I can tell you, if the arrest of these Christian preachers in Dallas on a public sidewalk isn't fully investigated and stiff consequences aren't administered to the officers involved, then the trend will only get worse as America becomes more Islamized and Muslims gain positions of power, end quote. Now, that's how it starts. It's good to stop it now, and this is why It's a particular concern right now. With regard to Trump's efforts to end the Ukraine-Russia war, Graham keeps trying to hijack foreign policy, it appears. We did not vote for the affable Mick, Lindsey Graham, to run foreign policy. He's attempting to direct foreign policy from the armchair of his Senate seat. Please identify the constituents you are representing, Mr. Graham. I fear they might include persons associated with the military-industrial complex. Another Mick. The one Eisenhower warned us against in his farewell address to Americans delivered on January 17, 1961. Now, you're not being helpful here, unless President Trump likes whatever pressure this might put on Putin. Sort of like he used pit bull warmonger Bolton. Well, okay. And we continue to do battle with corrupt judges. Biden appointed U.S. District Judge Amir Hatim Mahdi Ali. And you're forgiven if you assume this judge is a Muslim. He is. Publicly identified as a Muslim. And what we know for sure is that he was born in Canada and held dual citizenship with the U.S. and Canada right on up to his confirmation. And there's no public record of his renunciation of his foreign citizenship. Now, this arrogant judge has inserted himself into what is clearly presidential prerogative. The president's prerogative in this matter is premised on Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution as commander-in-chief responsible for the security of the country. Article 2, Section 2, First Clause. And on the fact that under Article 2, Section 1, the president is granted the power of the executive branch. He is the executive, and he is responsible for protecting the security of the U.S. The SCOTUS, therefore, has consistently held that the president, being responsible for protecting U.S. security, must have the power over access to security-related matters. In the Department of the Navy versus Egan, case 484 U.S. 518, 1988, the court ruled that, quote, the authority to protect national security information falls on the president as head of the executive branch and as commander-in-chief. And in this decision, the Supreme Court recognized that the president holds plenary authority, it means complete authority, to grant a security clearance, to deny a security clearance, and to revoke said security clearance, and may do so independent of statute. And that means he does not have to get permission from Congress or any judge. Included in this decision was the ruling that, quote, courts and administrative bodies may not second guess the merits of clearance decisions, end quote. The court emphasized that access to classified information is not a right, but a discretionary trust. Now, the Muslim judge demonstrates he does not understand the separation of powers. He has no respect for our laws, apparently, and should be immediately removed from the bench, in my opinion. If he is too lazy to do appropriate research before he makes these decisions, like looking up that particular decision, he should surrender his robe and gavel. If he is a corrupt and wicked man who purposely violated his office in order to impose a decision that would serve his party or some other personal agenda, he's unfit to hold the bench. It's clear to me that this was an effort to obstruct the executive and intrude into the privileges and duties of the executive branch. And another judge, County Judge Sarah West, set aside a unanimous guilty verdict rendered against Abdel Fattah Yusuf and his wife, Ahmed, something like that. These are Somali Muslims who were charged with fraud, bilking $7.2 million in Medicaid funds. Yeah, the evidence was clear to the jury, and they rendered a 100% guilty verdict on all six counts. The judge dismissed the jury and set the thieves free. The judge agrees that fraud occurred, but claims there was insufficient evidence to determine who was responsible. It's unreal. Nick Shirley and Minnesotan David visited several of the Somali health and child care and education and so on businesses and showed on video, supported by documentation, that these Muslims from Somalia in Minnesota are milking the system of billions. In one day, they showed on camera, supported by legal documents, that these businesses had already stolen tens of millions of dollars from Minnesota and America at large. They're robbing taxpayers blind, and this has been going on for years under Governor Waltz's watching eye, I think. Yeah, I think he knew about this. This investigative reporter showed the receipts and provided video evidence supporting the allegations. And you can look at it right here. The link is in my notes. But we do have recourse to the Supreme Court, thank God, and the majority is sane and constitutionally literate, which is good. By the way, in large part, thanks to Trump's first-term appointments. The Supreme Court of the United States has ruled Trump must declare the Insurrection Act and use regular troops before he deploys the National Guard. How about that? Did things just become more complicated for Pritzker? Trump was trying to avoid this and use the National Guard as a first recourse. But law says, apparently, the president must use regular forces first. And if he cannot quell the violence or chaos with regular forces, like the Marines, then he can federalize the National Guard. Up to now, the court has never defined what regular forces means in that law. Well, they did in this ruling. It means the president must send in the military, and if they can't get it done, then the Guard. The vaxxer attackers are quietly but incessantly continuing their propaganda war against Americans, but our man RFK and the HHS department is slowly and surely cutting down the childhood vaccine schedule. The plan is to reduce the number of childhood vaccines from 72 doses all the way down to only 11. Wow, and that's good news to be sure. Here's a study referenced by Simone Gold involving 1.7 million children. It's found that myocarditis and pericarditis only appeared in COVID-vaccinated children, zero cases found among the children who were not vaccinated with that mRNA clot shot, they call it. Okay, friends, I'm going to have to save the rest of our Christmas afterglow for Saturday night between 7 and 8 p.m. for Brain Massage Live, episode number 1023. Happy New Year. Start right this Sunday. Join us at 9:30 a.m. for my Bible study. We have classes for the youth and children also, so bring the whole family. At 10:45, we offer our preaching service, and at 5 p.m., our evening worship. Come on out to the Lighthouse. Be my guest. 1310 West Bedarabia Road in Santa Maria. I've lit the lamps in the Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button and fill in the form there and send me an email. Love to hear from you. You can also leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. That number again, 805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Encounter God. The word means to meet, to experience, to confront. How would you like to encounter God? Maybe it's been a while since you've experienced God in a meaningful encounter. Renew your experience of God with a fresh encounter, or maybe you've never experienced God and He doesn't seem real to you. You can encounter God and know that God is real. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.